Nolte, Thanks to Trump, My Pandemic's Over. By John Nolte on August 2, 2021. 2 weeks of media-manufactured Delta variant panic brought me to the realization that, at least for me and mine, the coronavirus pandemic is over. The Trump vaccine works like gangbusters, works exactly as advertised. And all the lying and dissembling injected into the fabricated hysteria over breakthrough cases only reinforces the following. If you're vaccinated, life can return to normal. No more masks. No more social distancing. No more capacity limits. No more fear of one another, including those who've chosen not to get vaccinated. Look at these numbers. More than 163 million Americans are fully vaccinated. Of those 163 million, only 6,239 have been hospitalized with the China flu. Of those 163 million who are vaccinated, only 1,263 have died. Of the vaccinated who have been seriously ill or died, 74% are over 65. This means, among the vaccinated, only 1 out of 26,125 have gotten seriously ill. Among the vaccinated, only 1 in 129,000 have died. Do you have any idea how small those numbers are? Imagine how small they are for those under 65. I should add that those numbers are coming straight from the very same CDC that wants to shove the vaccinated back into those filthy masks. Well, that ain't happening, not to me or mine. For context, as far as living with risk, your chances of dying in a car accident this year are 1 in 8,400. Your odds of dying crossing the street this year are 1 in 43,000. For me and mine, it's over. The virus is over. The pandemic is over. And as of right now, I see no reason for a booster shot. Yes, I'm fully aware these numbers can change for the worse, or the better. I'm fully aware another variant can arrive. But based on the data, on the math, on the facts we have right now, this pandemic is over, and for that, I thank Trump, the only president, Republican or Democrat, who would have ignored the skeptics and cynics to get a vaccine out this quickly. Instead, Trump saved the country from what would have been years of lockdowns and masking and death, and saving our country will be his legacy. Anyone who's been reading my pandemic stuff over the last 18 or so months knows that because of my wife's frail health, I took everything as seriously as anyone. In fact, in the early days, I was wiping down groceries in the mail, changing clothes in the garage, etc. I knew that the only way my wife could get sick was if I infected her. And let me tell you, that was a thought that kept me up nights. There's no way I would risk my wife's health to make a political statement. And I'm not now. But as I write this, we're out and about on our second month-long camping trip this summer. We're not wearing masks. We're not social distancing, but we are hugging vaccinated and unvaccinated family members alike. Why? Because the math is the math. The science is the science. Facts are facts. And no amount of anti-science hysteria from the CDC, Knlaw, or his fraudulency Joe Biden can change that. And that's all this is, manufactured political hysteria designed to demonize the unvaccinated who are, per the math, much less of a risk to my wife than the drive we take to visit with them. Without Trump on the ballot, lying monsters like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Jake Tapper, and Never Trump desperately need a bogeyman to gin up Democrat turnout in 2022. So they've whipped out the Nazi playbook to scapegoat the unvaccinated in the exact same way Hitler scapegoated the Jews. Well, according to the available data, the unvaccinated are less of a threat to me and mine than someone behind the wheel of a car, and that means the pandemic is over.